right, it is Would I Lie to You on Radio 1.
I can't believe they recorded that theme tune for you.
Isn't that great?
It's amazing.
Hi, Becky.
Hi.
Where are you?
I'm on the streets of London town.
Okay. Are you ready to play Would I Lie to You?
Yes.
You need to persuade a total stranger to lie for you. Right, here's how it works today. You've got to pretend that you are a brazen hussy.
That's going to be hard.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean that. Like that.
Is it going to take all your acting skills?
It's going to take everything I've got.
Imagine that you've got a boyfriend, okay?
Yep.
Now, you've told your boyfriend that you've got to go away with your job. You've got some conference or something in London. It happens, you know. These things come up. That's what you've told him, anyway. But actually, you've run off for a dirty getaway with your boyfriend's best mate.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
How many times have you done that?
Never.
Oh, come on, we've all been there.
Never.
So, there you are, having a romantic time with your boyfriend's mate, all right?
Yeah.
And then, oh no, your actual boyfriend calls you on the phone.
Yeah.
And he's a little bit suspicious.
As he would be.
So, you tell him that you're with someone from work and you're just having a break from the conference. But then, oh no, he asked to speak to your work friend. So, what do you do? Do you ask a complete stranger to pretend to be the work colleague and talk to him on the phone to reassure him that everything's okay?
Yeah.
Would you help someone out if they asked you
no.
to do that? Why?
Can't be bothered.
I wouldn't do this one. I would have done the one the other day, but I wouldn't do this one. It's morally wrong.
Okay. Do you think she's going to manage to do it, Chappers?
Yeah, because she's morally wrong.
Okay. It does mean that person helping someone doing something really bad. It is worse. So you're going to give it a go, are you?
Yep, let's do it.
Now, you've got someone with you, haven't you?
Yes.
Who's that?
It's Chris.
And who's Chris?
Chris is a guy from the office who's now pretending to be my boyfriend's best friend and my secret lover.
As in a guy from Radio 1, not a guy from the office.
Radio 1.
Well, you've got Ricky Gervais with you.
No, he's not Ricky Gervais.
Right. So, Chris, who works at Radio 1, is going to pretend to be the bloke that you're having a fling with to make it look really convincing when your boyfriend phones.
Yeah.
Maybe just snog him a bit then now.
No. I've got an actual boyfriend.
Oh, at least hold hands then or something.
I'm assuming that Chris is actually going to want to snog me, even if I did.
Yeah, how presumptuous.
Up for a bit of a snog or not?
He does.
He's not. Oh, he said he's not going to say no.
He's not the choosiest.
This has brought all sorts of things to light.
Can you hold hands at least?
Okay. Right, we're holding hands now. This is weird.
This is going to get quite awkward in the office now, because he's said, basically, that he wants to kiss you.
Yeah.
No, what if your actual Greek boyfriend was going to walk past now?
He's fine.
So what do you think, Chappers? Is she going to manage to do this? It's quite a tough one.
I think she will.
Will she find someone who will actually lie to cover for somebody having an affair?
I think she will, yeah.
All right, Becky.
Yeah.
Can you see anybody that looks suitable?
Yeah.
You can?
Two girls, yeah.
Okay, Chappers is going to play the part of your boyfriend, okay?
Okay,
so
cool.
So she needs to be within hearing distance of you. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Off you go, Chappers.
You all right, darling?
Yeah.
Where are you?
I'm good. I'm just at the conference.
Doesn't sound like you're at a conference.
No, we're just outside having a break. I'm outside with some people having a cigarette.
So you don't smoke?
No, they do, though.
So you're definitely at a conference?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
It's not like what you did a few months ago, is it, when you pretended you were with your nan, but you're actually bonking the man who came to unblock the drain?
I wouldn't do that to you again.
Because I don't know where I'm going to find anybody as cuddly as you.
Oh, thank you.
Who are you with, then?
Louise.
Can I have a word with Louise?
Hang on one second.
Hi, who's that?
It's Louise.
Oh, hi, Louise. It's Mark, Becky's boyfriend. I was just checking that she was all right.
Oh, yeah, she's fine. Going well.
Yeah, the conference is going well?
Yes, it is indeed.
What was it about this morning? She told me, but I've forgotten.
Work conference. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, was the conference good this morning?
Yes, it is, yeah.
And all the marketing about Testy Fresh is going well, is it?
Yes.
Okay. Where's the conference again?
Hold on one moment. Can I read it for the phone? It's possible that you can speak to you later? Yeah. I'm in the middle of a lot of work.
Oh, is that busy, is it?
No, yes, it is.
All right. Which hotel are you in? I might talk to you later.
Hold on. I really am in the middle of a lot of things. Can I pass you back to her?
Okay.
Maybe you guys can discuss later.
All
right. Thank you. Hi.
Hi.
I can't believe she did that.
She was amazing.
Typical.
She looked so scared, but I think the girls help each other out.
Yeah, so typical girls covering each other's backs.
I liked it as soon as you started asking details, she was like, I'm very busy.
Yeah, very busy.
She mouthed to me, pesty fresh. Oh no.
So, on Would I Lie to You? That just proves that girls will lie and they stick together.
God, girls, eh?
Scott Mills. Radio 1. This is Radio 1.